Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Branson, Missouri. But I want you to know that we're aliens from outer space, broadcasting right here from Prayer Mountain, but we really citizens of heaven. Amen. And we're offering to you, we're talking about heaven. Shelley's husband moved there last May, and she's been reading some books about heaven, and she wants to read you some stories today from these books.
And before I do that, I want to, this might bless people. You know, Bob and I were together in the state of Wyoming, and we had to catch a plane in Tulsa.
Oh, yeah, this is funny.
And which is 4 hours from here.
He passed away in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. They don't know it, but this is just before he leaves.
Yeah, you know, but anyway, I'm thinking, now, why didn't we get an airplane ticket closer to our front door here in Branson?
Springfield, Missouri, for instance.
Right, and have this four-hour drive just to get on an airplane to go to Wyoming. But, you know, little did I know that he would be leaving me for a few days because heaven was just 48 hours from that plane trip. Mm-hmm. And so that 4 hours in the car ride from Branson, Missouri to Tulsa, money cannot buy that for
mm-mm,
me.
Mm-mm.
He talked to me about things that reminded me of what Brother Hagin said, your spirit, mm-hmm. the real you, knows the day of its departure or death, mm-hmm. where you leave your body and go to be with the Lord. Now, your mind may not know unless the Lord reveals it to you. But you are created in the image of God, and so you have God's DNA, and you know when you're going to go and be with your Heavenly Father. So those 4 hours before, in the car, Bob said, honey, he said, I just got through reading Jesse Duplantis's book on heaven.
Mm.
And he said, I noticed on a certain page that there were some people that actually got to be together in their mansions.
Some husbands and wives?
Yes. And so, and then he said, now think about it. I've known this man for almost 30 years, and I've never heard him talk this way. And he said to me, would you like to live with me in my mansion? And I looked over at this guy, and I'm thinking, what would it be like to live with a glorified Bob Oaks? And the more I thought about it, the more I realized I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I took my little fist, and on his great big shoulders, if you knew Bob or saw him, you knew how he had those big shoulders. And he's driving, by the way, and I just took my little fist, and I remember pounding him in love, not too hard. And I said, Bob Oaks, I think it would be exciting to live in a mansion with you and to be on assignments for God.
So he's proposing to you.
Yes, he was. Think about that. So I'd like to start out with that story.
Okay.
And it's
which book are you?
I'm in Heaven, Jesse's book. Okay. Jesse's book. And I had a chance to tell Jesse this not too long ago. I said, thanks for putting this in the book.
What did he say?
Well, you know, he got his eyes just got real full of light. And he said, every desire is met in heaven.
Oh, Jesus, precious Lord.
And when he said that, a wave of God's goodness just filled the room. And he repeated those words. He says, you don't understand. He said, every desire.
Precious Father.
Isn't that thank good of our Jesus. Heavenly Father?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, woo. And there's even a scripture in Psalm 145 where it says, our Father, he opens his hand.
Yes.
And satisfies the desire. So anyway, here on page 103, we see, Jesse's referring to himself here, we're leaving the house to go on to the throne room. Mm. I saw a man, a woman, and some kids outside. I walked to the door and said, who are they? And David, who was Jesse's escort, said, this is a family that was killed in an airplane accident. They are all here.
Mm.
I was puzzled, so I asked the question. I need to ask a question. Excuse me for my ignorance, but I didn't think we lived together as families. One woman told me she didn't want to go to heaven if she couldn't live with her husband. I have a wife named Kathy. Are we going to be together? And David answered, "Yes, you live together, but not as you know it on earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than you think."
Mm.
So I asked the family, "Where are all of you going?" And they said, "We're going to our house and then on to a picnic. Would you like to come?" Mm. I said, "Yes." I really wanted to go with them on their picnic. I know Jesse loves to eat. He's from Louisiana, and he appreciates good food. Then David stopped me, saying, "We must go to the throne first.
Mm.
Then we will take you that way. I have been commissioned to bring you to the throne. That I must do. The best is yet to be seen. We must go quickly." He wanted to show me more houses on our way to the throne. He took me down a street that looked similar to the old New York City or St. Charles Street in New Orleans, where the beautiful block mansions were. "Whose houses are these?" I asked. "The patriarchs?" David said, "Yes, these are where the prophets live." I saw their homes. I saw some of the prophets we know from the Old Testament books. And as we went by, they waved and said, "Hi, David." When I waved back, they said, "Hi, Jesse." I said, "They know me." And David explained, "You've preached their sermons. God blesses them with knowing their messages are still reaching people. They like it because God used them so much that their sermon material is still going on." So, Mom, you'll get to, you've been advertising
bless
about
the, Lord.
The book of Ephesians. You'll get to meet Paul up there, and he'll know you and say, "Thanks a lot." I had to keep on eating more of that copper-colored type of fruit because I felt weak, and it was sweet-tasting and very juicy, and it gave me strength. And then he goes on to talk about how the closer he got to the throne room, the more power he felt from that place, and he needed the strength of the fruit to eat to enable him to stand the presence of God in the throne room. And so I see that you're holding a book. Would you like to read from what you're holding there?
No, I want you to read. Bless the Lord.
Okay.
I want you to read some here from Dr. Gary Wood's book, which we know Gary.
Right.
And we're going to be offering this book. He talked about that fruit. You know, I was just looking here.
Yeah.
Now, heaven's huge. Huge. Mm. So they come back. And he talks about animals. And here's an area where he's talking about a school area. Well, read this, Shelley. Read this right here. And then I want to talk about what... I can't remember who saw it, but we'll talk about it just a
okay.
minute.
So,
read about the schoolyard, going okay. to the schoolyard. This is Dr. Gary Wood's account.
Right. On page 20 of I Died and Went to Heaven, Dr. Gary Wood said that John, who was his best friend and escort in heaven, took me by what looked to be a school area playground with golden fountains and marble benches. Flowers grew everywhere, producing a fragrance like sweet-smelling perfume. I marveled at the brilliant colors that the flowers had, and each one was different from the other flowers. No two were alike. I marveled in amazement with the sheer delight that I experienced when I heard a sweet melody of praise being sung by the flowers.
Think about it. Lots of people talk about those singing flowers.
Yes. How good of God. They were so vivid and so alive that I could actually see expression in each one. The flowers were singing. I saw a tiny little girl with long brown hair that hung in ringlets down her back. She wore a white robe that glistened in the light of our Lord. She had sandals on her small feet. When she saw Jesus, she began to run towards him with her arms stretched out. Jesus stooped down and caught her as she leaped into his arms. Then, from all directions, children came running to see Jesus. They were children of every race and color. They all wore robes of white and sandals. They sat at his feet and listened intently as he ministered to them. I will never forget the way their tiny faces glowed with rapture as they looked up at Jesus. Jesus loves all the children of the world. While Jesus was ministering to them, all sorts of animals were with the children. It was an awesome sight to see a magnificent lion frolicking with children as if it were a kitten, and seeing birds of elegant beauty sitting on shoulders and on tops of heads. How wonderful. You know, one of the last things that Bob and I did was feed the birds in Australia, and I have a little picture of the cockatoos. But that's a type and a shadow of birds and animals in heaven.
Is there anything more about there yes. about animals?
Well, let's see. I saw teenagers, heard his next sentence is, I saw teenagers that had left this earth prematurely. They were playing in crystal pools of water, laughing and singing. People in heaven are always joyful, dancing and singing praises to celebrate Jesus. I have been in many churches.
Now, just a minute, Shelley. I'm going to stop right there and interrupt you about the animals because we haven't that much time left.
All right.
And Phyllis Mackle, who was my assistant at Kenneth Hagin Ministries in the editorial department, has this written up. I cannot remember if it was Bosworth or Branham. I want to lean more to saying it was Branham, but it was one of them that was leaving this earth and was having a dying experience going on over to the other side and then coming back. And as they were going, as they were dying, and they saw animals. And whoever it was, Branham or Bosworth, said, I was so astonished to see my old horse
praise God
there and a dog that I had as a kid. And he asked the Lord about it, and he said, what it takes for an animal to get to heaven is that it loved one of the believers or was loved by one of the believers.
And
one
love
of the church
never
of
fails.
The living God, and love never fails. So, you know, you can't prove that in the Word. You sure can prove there are white horses.
Yes.
They're in the book of Revelation. You can't disprove it either. And so, I tell you, Shelley, I believe our dog Jingles went to heaven.
I believe so.
And I believe she's there with your dad. They left Earth about the same time. Jingles was about, 14, 15 years old?
She lived a full life.
She lived a full life, and she left just when about time he did. And so.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility. Every desire is fulfilled. And so we want you to know about heaven. We trust you're ready to go there. Romans 10, 9, and 10 will tell you how to get there.
Yes.
And we have some books that we want you to have that'll minister to you if you've got someone there, or maybe you want to give them to someone. One of them is I Died and Went to Heaven. Shelley read it to you in that book about the animals by Dr. Gary Wood. And one of them is Within Heaven's Gates by Rebecca Springer. We'll read a story out of one of her accounts here tomorrow. And you can get those by calling us at 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. Be with me, if you can, in Osage Beach, Missouri, March 16th through 20th. We're going to be having an eschatology school on the Book of Ephesians and the Glorious Church. We'll look at what's ahead for the Bride of Christ. You'll hear some teaching there about it. And especially in that book. And this is Billy Brim and Shelley saying, until tomorrow, Shalom.
Shalom.